it 100 times as much or 1,000 times as much, so there's no point in ever going back and saying, it worked so well, I should have bet more on it. It was an unknown, so don't forget that after it becomes a known. The most important part of this whole matter of vulnerability, risk, price, gambling, and unknowns in general is your attitude toward it. Again, the mistake comes in treating unknowns as if they are knowns, or in looking at them in retrospect as if you really should have treated them as knowns when they weren't. But you make your decision properly. You recognize your vulnerability, and within an acceptable framework, you then make a guess. But you know you're guessing, and you're prepared to live with a negative result. And when it happens, you have no reason to react emotionally to what has happened. You simply accept it. It is your attitude that is important, even when dealing with it in advance. You recognize a vulnerability that no one else might take the time to investigate, for instance, simply by having the proper attitude in advance. And once having recognized this vulnerability, you may decide then that you are going to expend no additional resources to protect yourself against it, that you're perfectly willing to go ahead and risk the vulnerability, that you're not going to take even 1 cent or 1 minute of your precious resources to try to guard against it in any way. But your attitude towards the results are going to be different then, and they'll be more conducive to your future well-being simply because you recognized in advance what you were doing. You said, all right, I am willing to take the risk. I am willing to be vulnerable to this. And when it happens, your attitude will be 5 times as useful to you as it would be if you tried to ignore the vulnerability in advance and it came due. Just for having been aware of the possibility, you'll find that your temper, for example, will be almost completely neutralized. There is no reason to be mad, and it only takes 2 or 3 times of working out a decision this way you reach the point where there is absolutely no reason to get mad, and it is so obvious to you that you feel like a fool the moment you even feel tempted to get angry about anything as a result of something that was unknown to you. And then, of course, you spend the time immediately following the result, planning where you're going to go from there, rather than losing those precious resources and rehashing the past, being upset over an outcome that you didn't control anyway. Now, you'll undoubtedly find areas in which you do want to increase your protection because of what you have recognized in advance. But again, there will also be areas in which you won't. And when bad results occur, as they inevitably will to some degree in your life, you can take them completely in your stride, never missing a step on your way towards your own happiness. You'll find yourself more in the position of the impersonal observer who has no reason to react emotionally because he doesn't even have an involvement. You are involved, of course, but you have already recognized the fact that you can stand a negative involvement if that's what it turns out to be, and you simply observe your own reaction to it at the time. In fact, even if you feel what I call withdrawal symptoms, meaning that you feel the emotional reaction to something you have intellectually decided is right, you will even be able to intellectually sit and observe that. Suppose you decide, for instance, that it is for the best that you and your spouse separate. Well, because there are many parts of the relationship that have been meaningful to you and that you have enjoyed, you are going to miss those parts. And so when the time comes that something in particular causes you to reflect upon that and miss it, it doesn't mean that it is irrational for you to at that moment miss what you had in the past. But if you recognize the nature of the decision that you made, that you were going to pay this price in advance and you were ready to face it, then as these withdrawal symptoms take place, you are capable of sitting and watching yourself, of simply observing the fact that you are going through something that is perfectly natural, that could have been expected all along, and so there's no reason but to just sit and wait it out while it runs its course. And you'll find that you'll neutralize all of the emotion that would go with it that would otherwise cause you to make a mistake at that point by trying to reverse a decision that had logically been rightly made. The same thing would apply. I use that example because it is so large that it can be seen very easily. But the same thing applies in 100 subtle ways in your daily life in making these kinds of decisions. You simply recognize what has happened, and it neutralizes the emotion that would otherwise be involved. But even if the emotion is still there, there's no reason for that to cause you to change the decision. And now we're going to take up a non-controversial subject, religion. I was thinking of titling this part of it modestly, Final Answers to 2,000-Year-Old Questions, or something of that sort. But then my perpetual motion machine broke down and I lost a little of my confidence. Now, I'd like to make very clear the reasons why I have included religion in this course. I, of course, am not doing it to attempt to force my so-called private and personal views down your throat.